I hold no grudge against the Leeches. I visited them, not my last visit, but the one prior, and I talked to them. I spent the entire afternoon and part of the evening over there talking with them. I thought it was a great opportunity to clear the air, because I never knew, you know, what they believed, what, you know, if they believed all the rumors that were circulating, you know, this whole area, you know, mm-hmm. you know, every, in the, you know, Kansas-Missouri border area was basically convinced that we were these evil, satanic serial killers or whatever the hell. I never knew what the family believed. So it was a good time to clear the air. They had no clue of, you know, what type of crap Kelly and I had been forced to go through on this. And then again, I had no clue on, well, it turns out that we weren't the only ones that got screwed over by the law enforcement. They dealt in very poor faith with the Leech family as well. And so that was news to me. So it turned out to be a positive experience. And, you know, all told, even if they had believed the rumors, I would not hold that against them because, you know, first and foremost, they are Randy's mother and father. So considering, you know, the emotional trauma and of such a loss, you know, I wouldn't begrudge them any avenue that they pursued trying to find an answer. With that in mind, I only cut that much slack to the direct family members, though. That does not apply to these jackass looky-loos in the community or these, you know, fifth cousins, you know, popping up out of the woodwork. They don't have that close of a tie, and, you know, that's a pretty fine line to walk. Mm-hmm. But I've found the Leech, Harold and Alberta Leech, to be really good people, and I have the utmost respect for them.